Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F. But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? Dudes will try to pull the friend thing and just be like, listen, I'm not even trying to get back together. I just want to be your friend. And they use it to serpent and slither their way back into your vagina. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sophia with an F. This week, we are doing SOS, Save Our Sleuths, where I will answer your questions. So let's jump right into it. Hey, Sophia, as a guy, how would you recommend I propose? My girlfriend says she wants to be surprised, so I can't just ask her if she's ready. And I assume she's ready, but I have this nightmare where she says she isn't ready yet. I'm doing a dance group, so she better say yes. How can I know if she's ready? Sorry, what the fuck? Okay, you assume that your girlfriend is ready, but you don't know, but you have a dance group ready and a ring, but you are not sure. Okay, is this like, are you gonna do like a flash mob type thing in Times Square? And her reaction's gonna be on the big screen on one of those huge advertisements that hundreds of thousands of people are like standing around watching and videoing and taking pictures of? Because if that's the case, I don't know, you and your dance group maybe need to like chill for 1 second, because I think you, have you guys talked about getting married? Like, that's my real question here. And I understand, yes, there can be conversations about getting married and she says yes. And, but like, you guys would have some kind of a timeline. You should establish a timeline. Like, you know, like when do you think you would want something like that? As long as that's been established and it's like, yes, I want to marry you. Yes, I want to do it soon. You can ask her like, how soon? Like, when do you want a ring on your finger? I understand you want this like element of surprise, but I think that conversation needs to happen before you have a dance troupe. Fucking, I don't know if you are getting you and all your friends together to do a tap dance, like a hip hop routine. I have no idea what's happening. I personally wouldn't want to get proposed to that way unless it's beyond funny and there's like an intimate moment for just us two after. But like, I'm just a little bit confused. But hey, if it's not, if this dance group thing is just like easy breezy and it won't totally horrifyingly embarrass both of you if she says no, then fucking go for it. Because according to you, you think she's probably ready. Okay, next question. Soph, I've been listening since day one. I'm a lawyer in New York City turning 30 in April, and I've never fucking had a boyfriend. Obviously, I'm not a virgin and I'm not ugly, so it's been really discouraging watching all of my friends get married to hot, rich men, and no one has ever stepped up to the plate to commit to me. Any words of encouragement, LOL. Listen up. Not all of your friends are getting married. I think a lot of women are feeling this right now around this age. The reason it feels that way is because that is the most coveted social media post that there is the engagement post. I mean, there are women who you know who have not posted in 8 years and will come out of the fucking woodwork and reactivate their Instagram and figure out how to use TikTok just so they can make the post showing their freshly manicured handoff with the ring on it. It's not like all the single people are out here celebrating their singledom, their singleness. We're not out here doing that because it's not celebrated. It should be. And that's another thing I wanted to point out here is I think that's fucking dope that you've never had a boyfriend. Honestly, because there's a lot of us, myself included, who have always been in relationships or people who have actually gotten married right out of high school and are now getting divorced. And they spent that entire time with someone. I've spent most of my life with a partner. So at least you've had all these years getting to know you and knowing what you want, which is so beyond important. Beyond important. If you don't have a strong sense of self and know what it is you're looking for, then you shouldn't be getting in a relationship. And I really think the only way to get to that point of self-actualization is to have that time by yourself. So you can check that off your list and you don't even need to worry about that part anymore. So you're already ahead of the game in a lot of aspects. I'm getting the sense that you're 30 and you're an attorney. So that's a huge fucking accomplishment. And I'm gonna go ahead and say you've been extremely career oriented most of your life, and you haven't really had time to date, or you just haven't put that much effort into dating. All of your time and energy has been spent on your career, which is a really incredible thing. Now you've got the job, okay? You are ready, it sounds like, to get married. And also, not all of your friends are getting married to hot rich men. Where are your friends at? I need you to send me a picture of your friend group, because that's just not happening. And I think when we are out here not getting proposed to, it looks like it's all roses, rainbows, and butterflies, and like, oh my God, he's hot and he's rich and whatever. What you see on social media is just not accurate. Like, okay, maybe he's hot and rich. He's probably not that rich, or he's probably not that hot, or his penis, like, he's not the perfect man, you know, because that guy doesn't exist, but you can find close to perfect. I'm just saying, don't get caught up in all of the things that you see, because people are obviously going to try to make it look like they're fucking face-tuning their fiancé, and they're fucking making sure their fiancé maxes out his credit card to take them on a trip to Lake Como for him to then put the ring that is on layaway and he got a loan to pay off for to put on her hand. Like, people are out here doing that. So just remember that, okay? And even if they're not, and even if they are living the perfect life, you can too, baby girl. You can too. The energy and time and focus that you have put in to your job, we now need to segue a little bit. And not completely, because you're a lawyer. You're out here working 80-hour weeks. And at 30, yeah, you're probably still a little bit in the trenches. But you have some kind of establishment, and spend some of the time that you know could be spent elsewhere outside of work and put that into dating. Start treating dating like it's your job, except fun. Except there's drinks and there's free food and there's fun conversation and you get to meet interesting people. And along the way, maybe your guy is there. So that is my biggest piece of advice, is don't just date to date. Date with intention at this point. Like, this would be the worst thing to do on a first date, is to tell a guy straight up that you are looking to settle down. I'm over that. I'm over that phase. I think that should be clear. Maybe not right away, like right before the appetizers get there. You're like, hi, I'm on a timeline and like I'm actually fertile right now. So like, let's go fuck. No, we don't need to be that. But let him know in like a fun, loving, woo, I'm just here to fun date, but I'm also like low-key looking for the real thing, looking for love. And if that scares him away, then he wasn't your dude. Straight up, period. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or a treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Okay, next question. Hi, Slew. I've been waiting forever to hear your opinion on exes. What is the protocol for being in contact with an ex when you break up on good terms? Is it ever cool or totally off the table? Love you, girl. I think this is very dependent on what your current relationship status is. If you're single and you want to stay friends with your ex, fucking go for it. And you know what? They're comfy. They're cozy. They know you. You can ask them questions. If you guys are both like for real over the relationship and are mature about it, you can ask each other for advice. Just make sure both of you guys are like on the same page. Because I've seen this where dudes will try to pull the friend thing and just be like, listen, I'm not even trying to get back together. I just want to be your friend. And they use it to serpent and slither their way back into your vagina. And that is not anything that you need. But if you're single and you guys are both on the same page that you are never getting back together, like, I don't think you need to cut them off. Unless they are holding you back from really falling in love with your new person or having those experiences, and because you're still in touch with your ex, you're kind of, even if you don't notice it and it's more of your subconscious, you're not going out to that event with your friend, or you're not doing this and you're staying at home because you're just going to talk to James on the phone all night long. Like, just make sure that him being in your life is not making you shut yourself off from love and from other dudes who might want to enter your life and enter you. Also, last thing I want to say about that really fast, if you're in a new relationship, then that's where it gets a little bit trickier. And I've struggled with this because I had an ex-boyfriend who was friends with all of his exes, and that was so important to him. Fast forward, I find out he was like hooking up with one of them. Oh my God, shocker. But I've also been in a relationship where my ex would have a conversation with his ex once in a blue moon, and they would just catch up, and like that was totally fine. And that was I was in a very trusting relationship at the time. So I trusted him to do that. And from my side of things, I think about people I've dated or people I've even hooked up with in the past that I'm sure current boyfriends would not really love me talking to. And at that point, I would probably respect it just out of respect for them, even though I know there was nothing there. Like, there was nothing that my boyfriend had to be worried about. But yeah, I think if you just make sure that you're not staying comfy cozy with him and being in contact with him is shutting you off to new opportunities, then by all means, you can be friends with them. But if friends means fuck buddies, then you better resubmit your question, baby girl, and be real with me. Okay, Slu? Okay. Well, with that, we are wrapping up this questions of the week. I am a little bit in a better mood than I have been, which is great. But everyone, just hang in there because the warm weather is coming. And I'm telling you, the second it starts hitting 60 degrees and above on a regular basis, we are all going to be in better spirits and just overall thriving. I promise you, because I feel like a lot of people are struggling right now. And I love you guys so much. Talk to you next week. Bye.